This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas, Phillies 24/7. For Sports Radio 94 WIP. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a fun show for you today. Fun, not fun. I don't think a lot of things are going to be fun this offseason, let's be honest. But, you know, keep it locked here on Phillies 24/7 for everyday updates on the Phils, as it will be a very interesting. I want to say intriguing. I don't know if intriguing is the word, but it's going to be a very interesting offseason here for the Phillies. We have to get to the Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson press conferences. I want to give you guys my takeaways from these press conferences, mainly Dave Dombrowski. Gold Glove finalists. We got a couple of Phillies Gold Glove finalists. We'll talk about them in just a little bit. The MLB pipeline, they came out with their hitting and pitching prospects of the year for each team. I'll tell you who those were for the Phils. And then we'll update you on what happened in the NLCS and recently in the ALCS and what is to come in the next couple of days as far as the schedules for those things go. And then a little bit of this day in Phillies history, a couple of notable things, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. So I want to get to, obviously, the Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson press conferences, because obviously that's the big thing to talk about at this moment in time. And mostly want to talk about, and I think that's what most people are talking about anyway, about what Dave Dombrowski, a lot of his comments were from his 45-minute press conference. So first things first, and we'll talk about, I had about six takeaways overall from the press conference. I had a few more too, but if we'll get to those, we have time. But mainly, I have six takeaways that I'm going to get to. First one, Dave Dombrowski's comments, and I've said this, you know, in the last couple of days, even, you know, on the air, you know, producing for whomever it may be, Tom Kelly. Most recently, I just felt like Dombrowski's comments here, specifically him saying, and, you know, reporters asking him about what is the solution here, and him saying, quote, "The answer is playing well at the right time. I don't think there's any secret formula. I take my responsibilities. I'm sure Rob Thompson takes his responsibilities, but sometimes you play well and sometimes you don't." And to be honest, a tiny bit of that is true, but the problem I have, and it really reflects what a lot of these players said in this series, is that this team needs to have more urgency. And that's my main issue, is that this is just, oh, well, this is baseball. This is how it is. There needs to be urgency. a lot of what I heard from, you know, Trey Turner and maybe even Nick Castellanos and even Bryce Harper, even at, like, after that game one loss, was, oh, well, it's just baseball. We'll come back and we'll get him tomorrow. Like, no, it's not. But this team is supposed to be a World Series team. I didn't even care about winning the division or getting to the wild card. It was about getting to the playoffs and going to win the World Series because you had that type of team. And yeah, you know what? Honestly, it is sometimes just baseball. But the fact is, you need, the mindset needs to be hungrier. It needs to be more urgent. And I'm not hearing that from the players, and I'm not hearing that from Dave Dombrowski in this press conference. Those comments he made about, oh, well, it's just how baseball is. And you know, he talked about his Tigers teams, his Red Sox teams. And even, you know, I don't think he mentioned Miami, but, you know, the Marlins, those teams he won with too. This guy knows what it takes to win. And maybe what it is maybe he's not the right guy for this franchise moving forward. Maybe I'm jumping the gun a little bit saying that. Maybe what I'm not ready to fire the guy yet or anything like that. But I think he should kind of be on the hot seat. I think he should, because I think John Middleton should be looking at this and saying, maybe, you know, start to question. I'm not saying fire this guy now after these comments, but I'm thinking maybe he's thinking, or maybe he should be thinking, oh, well, maybe we need to start thinking about, is this guy really the guy to have? I'm trying to win a World Series with the core that we have right now. And, you know, Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, JT Realmuto. Like, it's time. Maybe it's time to start thinking about, is this the right guy moving forward? I'm not there yet, but I'm thinking about it. So that's where I am with Dave Dombrowski. And that's what I really took away from this press conference. And specifically those comments there, as those are the vibes that I got from Dave Dombrowski. Also, second takeaway, fine with Rob Thompson being extended through 2026. I think a lot of the fan base is okay with it now too, because I think fans are starting to have an issue, and I think similar to my perspective here, that Dave Dombrowski is maybe someone that we're starting to question, or maybe there's been some fans already, but I think after this press conference specifically that some are starting to question. So I don't think I'm not surprised that fans haven't had an issue with Rob Thompson being extended. I think maybe after the season was over, it was like, oh, fire Rob Thompson. There was a decent contingent of fans that were thinking that, but I think that a lot of us are fine with Thompson being extended through 2026. I don't think he's necessarily a problem, at least, you know, through the first 2.5 years that he's been manager. So he's extended even another year, not just this year upcoming, but also in 2026. I think he's done a good job setting the culture for this team to this point. I think he's done a good job. Got into a World Series and, you know, division title this year. I know it doesn't sound good with talking about them not winning a World Series, but I don't think he is necessarily the problem. I think this is more of a roster construction, issue, and something that Dave Dombrowski has to tweak and, you know, work his magic the best he can. I don't think Rob Thompson is the issue. Third takeaway, Kevin Long staying. And I'm not surprised here after Dombrowski announced that, you know, Rob Thompson's staying, and it sounds like Thompson wanted his entire coaching staff back. I would have fired Kevin Long, like I had said last time, you know, I was doing a podcast for Phillies 24/7. I would have fired him just because I felt like you needed to do something about the approach at the plate for the Phillies. And I thought that firing Kevin Long would have made sense in that aspect, it would have been something that I would have done. But Kevin, that's not the case. Kevin Long is staying. I don't feel super strong about it. But if I was in Dave Dombrowski's position, I would have fired Kevin Long. But that is just me. Also, they're not, and this makes sense. Sounds like they're not bringing back both Carlos Estevez and Jeff Hoffman. I think that was the expectation anyway. And I think from what, I'm not sure if Dombrowski alluded to this. Maybe it was something that I heard from another reporter on another outlet, that they're probably going to keep Hoffman just because, you know, they've kind of, not a homegrown guy, but Estevez just got here, and Hoffman's really like proven himself over the last couple of regular seasons, at least. Wasn't so good, wasn't sharp at all this postseason. But I think Jeff Hoffman has really, you know, turned himself into, and the Phillies have helped turn himself into one of the better relievers in baseball the last couple of years. So I think Jeff Hoffman's going to make sense as the guy to come back here, but it does not sound like Estevez and Jeff Hoffman are both coming back. It's going to be either one of those. So that was one another thing that I took away from this presser. Second to last here, Juan Soto most likely not going to be a Philadelphia Philly. Quote from Dave Dombrowski, I don't think we need to have more star players. When I think he was asked about what they're going to do this offseason, not going to add any more star players. And especially this, the way the season's gone for the Yankees and how it's going currently, where they're up 2-0 in the ALCS, probably the favorite to get to the World Series. And Juan Soto having, you know, a monster year in pinstripes, it's probably going to stay a Yankee if I would have to guess. So Juan Soto probably not coming here. Dombrowski didn't rule out getting a star player. I think he said that it's just not a necessity to this point. So, and I would agree that they need to get players that are going to fit more of, you know, to give this offense some variety. Last takeaway, Trey Turner will be this team's shortstop going forward. Dombrowski kind of cited that he thinks Turner's, you know, fine at shortstop, that he is not a bad shortstop, that he's going to be this team's shortstop going forward. And I'm not surprised. I don't feel as strongly about this as other people do. I don't think he's a good shortstop, but I think Turner's bat makes up for him being not the greatest shortstop, and he was really bad this year too. It's really unfortunate because he's been an average shortstop in the past. There's been times where he's been a good shortstop, but he's been really bad here. You know, you got Aiden Miller's his you know, ETA to get to the majors, like 2027. So we got another couple of years before Miller is expected to come up. But also Miller has made some pretty decent progress.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Didn't expect him to make the progress that he's made. He's the Phillies' number one overall prospect right now. So, Aiden Miller, ETA 2027, but who knows. But either way, Trey Turner will be the team shortstop going forward into next year. The whole outfield thing doesn't look like that is a possibility. So, Trey Turner will be this team shortstop going forward. Gold Glove finalists. We had four. For the Phillies, we had Zach Wheeler, who is looking to grab his second Gold Glove in a row. Heck, won one last year and looking to win another this year. We have Bryce Harper among the three first basemen. It was him, Christian Walker, and the other one was Matt Olson. Matt Olson has been one of the better elite defensive first baseman over since he's really been in the league with Oakland, you know, dating back to then. Bryson Stott, he finishes third. I mean, you just never really know with how they vote. A decent amount of it is brought into consideration with the metrics, you know, with outs above average and defensive runs saved. But who knows how they really vote anymore? I don't think he was even, as far as outs above average go, he wasn't even like top three, I don't think. So I'm not really sure how they vote anymore, but Stott, Ketel Marte, and Bryce Turang all in the top three there among second basemen. And then Brandon Marsh, again, like the metrics, I just don't know anymore. I think I'm going to have to do a full dive. I don't know. There's no perfect thing when it comes to the defense anyway. Outs above average, defensive run save, eye test. There's no perfect one, so it's really about your preference and about what you think. I'll be honest, man. I've watched Brandon Marsh play left field this year, and I think he's a really good left fielder. I think he's, like, elite. So, I mean, the defensive run save metric, back that up. Seven defensive run save this year as a left fielder. Brandon Marsh, one of the better left fielders to me in Major League Baseball overall, so I'm not surprised to see him here among left fielders. It was him, Happ from the Cubs, Ian Happ, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll see. Maybe Brandon Marsh has a good shot to win it. Maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure. Bryce Harper, I mean, also, like, speaking to Bryce Harper being Gold Glove finalist, really, like, that's my biggest thing here. Third in outs above average among first basemen, fifth in defensive run save, and the metrics and the eye test back it up too. Like, all three of those, like, really, Bryce Harper has been awesome this year. I'm not sure if he's going to win it, but if he does, that would be really awesome. And I think, you know, Bryce Harper is probably my favorite player in baseball, or at least, you know, my favorite Philly. And, you know, it'd be really awesome just to have Bryce win a Gold Glove too. And I think everything there, you know, the metrics and the eye test would really support what Bryce has done at first base, you know, in the last year, and a little bit of change for Bryce as a first baseman. Major League Baseball Pipeline, they announced their hitting and pitching prospects of this season. And no, it wasn't Aiden Miller. Aiden Miller had a great year, and he, you know, he really jumped up to pop out and, like I said, be the number one overall prospect for the Phils, according to MLB.com. Hitting, though, Justin Crawford. Justin Crawford had a phenomenal year across 110 games this season for Jersey Shore and Reading. His stats here, 313, 360, 444. Slash line, he had an 805 OPS, 9 homers, 61 ribbies, 42 stolen bases, and a 130 WRC plus, weighted runs created plus, that is. That's 30% above league average. Justin Crawford's really, look, he's showing his versatility. He's shown it. I think he showed it in the Futures game where he had a couple, a hit or two and a stolen base or two as well, and a couple of good outfield plays. Like, Justin Crawford really coming together nicely so far. His estimated time of arrival, 2026. Because some people are talking about bringing him up this season. Oh, because we're, you know, we're all going crazy over how the lineup's done. Let's relax. Let's not rush Justin Crawford just because we're upset about, you know, we're all emotional about how the team has been, you know, coming up short once again in the postseason. Let's relax. Let's make sure we don't rush guys because, you know, we're upset about how the team is doing. So let's just settle down with Justin Crawford, but haven't had a great year and is the hitting prospect of the year as far as the Phillies go for MLB Pipeline. Pitching prospect, Gene Cabrera, 13th right now in Phillies' top 30 overall prospects. He had a 380 ERA in 19 starts this year between Reading and Jersey Shore. So Gene Cabrera signed for $10,000 in 2019, and he's looking to be like a pretty big, you know, Phil's getting a bargain here for a guy that, you know, they just paid $10,000 in 2019. Reached Double-A first time this year, and he was second among all pitchers in the Phil's overall organization with 90 or more innings pitched with a 3.61 expected FIP. So take it. So those are some of the numbers on Gene Cabrera. 231 batting average against and a 121 whip while striking out more than a batter per inning, according to MLB Pipeline. So Gene Cabrera, someone to look out for. 13th in the Phillies' top 30 prospects to this point in time. But so those are the hitting and pitching prospects of the year for your Philadelphia Phillies. Around Major League Baseball, have three things for you. So we have to talk about the NLCS. And the Dodgers take a 2-1 series lead over the New York Mets. They win 8-0 last night. And Dodgers, that's what it's been. I mean, it's just been offensive outbursts from one side so far through this series. You had the Mets with a set. Well, first it was Sunday. It was the Dodgers 9-0, and then it was Monday with the Mets winning 7-3 over LA. So it was 9 runs from the Dodgers in the first game, you know, shutout, and then second game, Dodgers can't really do much. Mets offense breaks out with the Vientos home run. They score 7 runs. And then last night, an 8-0 victory. Otani finally on the board there with a home run. Kike Hernandez continues to be a postseason legend. I think it's like a 16th postseason home run to this point. So then tonight, we will have a 8:08 start time for the NLCS. It will be Yamamoto from the Dodgers, and it'll be Jose Quintana from the New York Mets. So that will be game 4 as the Mets are down 2-1. And if you're a Phillies fan, I think that's good to see. Even though I kind of want a Subway Series. Just being honest. Still want a Subway Series. So that's an update for you on the NLCS. ALCS, the Yankees currently have a 2-0 lead in this series. They won 6-3 on Tuesday night behind a finally Aaron Judge getting on the board with the home run. And then tonight, 5:08 start time for the ALCS between the Yanks and the Guardians. And that game will be in Cleveland, as it will be Clark Schmidt and Matthew Boyd on the mound for their respective teams. So looking forward to that. And the last thing here, I don't know if you noticed or not noticed. I don't know if you've heard. MLB ratings have been up. According to Fox Sports, Game 1 of the NLCS most watched league championship series since 2009. And that was between your Phils and the LA Dodgers. So for 15 years, Game 1 of the NLCS most watched championship league championship series game since 2009. It's pretty cool. The ALDS averaged 3 million viewers. More than 20% increase from last year, according to TNT Sports. Viewership for the NLDS rose too, with Game 4 in each series climbing from 2022. Thank you to CNBC. They wrote an article about this recently, and I think it's great for the sport, and it seems like the pitch clock's helping. Much as I didn't really know if that was really going to help, but also, like, let's be honest, I'm not saying this is the whole thing, but it is a part of it. Having the Mets, having the Dodgers, and having the Yankees all in, you know, these playoff series. It's not everything, because it's not like they haven't, you know, we're talking about Game 1 of the NLCS, most watched CS since 09. Like, the Mets have played in championship series since then, you know, 2015. So it's not all that. So I think it's really good though. Really good for the sport. You have all the New York teams and the Dodgers, which do help, but at the same time, you know, maybe the sport's gaining a little more popularity as far as like the pitch clock goes, really shortening these games up. It seems like forever ago when we had on average like 3.5 hour to 4 hour games. It seemed like every night. And I love baseball, but you know, 3.5 to 4 hours, it's a long time. I kind of like these 2.5 to 3 hour, you know, games. I think they're good for the sport. So very, very good for the sport. This day in Phillies history, right? Real quick before we get out of here, this day in 1993, Phils were able to tie up the 93 World Series with a Jim Eisenreich home run in Game 2 of the World Series. They won that game 6-4. 2010, fast forward to then, Jimmy Rollins drove in 4 runs and Roy Oswalt held San Francisco to one run and 3 hits over 8 innings. Phils even the NLCS with a 6-1 victory. So those two things. Thank you to broadandpatterson.com for this day in Phillies history. And that's going to do it for Phillies today. Right here on Phillies 24/7. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We'll be back soon more to talk about the Phillies offseason. So that's going to do it for me today, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.